Can you start the show? Wasn't taping. That was actually pretty good, what you just did. Can we start the show?
Yes. Good morning and welcome to the Moose Turd Cafe. You're part of enlightenedradio.org. With your original dusty-footed philosopher and host, Mr. John Kasin, his sometimes sidekick, the somewhat compromised actor, stand-up, voiceover guy, and all-around sometimes crazy person,
yes,
Mike Diesel.
Right.
Our call-in line is 304-885-0708. 304-885-0708. Our show currently remains unsponsored.
That's right. And we were turned down again, yesterday. Mm-hmm. By Wheaties, the Breakfast of Champions.
But let us also mention what we mentioned at the top of the show.
Yeah, go ahead.
Pre-show, we have to be concerned because the timeline for the Russian sanctions has run out.
I see.
The idiot who is a occupying space at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest in Washington, D.C., allowed them, the Russian sanctions, to not be activated, and that was an over 90% vote.
Yeah, well, guess
you swore an oath to the Constitution of the United States and its people, and you went back on that just right there and then.
Do you remember?
That is obstruction.
An impeachable offense, yes.
Look around. You can throw a rock at 25 impeachable offenses.
That's right.
Whether it be the emoluments clause breaking, the firing of anything and anybody involved in the Russia investigation, all witnesses to what Mr. Comey said the president said because he wanted documented, they fired them all. This is a criminal conspiracy by one party of the United States.
Yes, it
and
is.
They're never going to come back from it.
Well, we're going to have to heal a very serious wound, that's for sure. A very serious wound. Yeah, I hear you, pal. I don't know where it's going.
I gotta calm down. And there's the echo again.
Oh, I can't hear the echo at all. You sound perfect to me.
It just came just for a slight second there. It was there.
I'm going to crank down again. I'm cranking down.
I have to calm down or I'm going to only do a 15-minute show.
I know. Well let me add a little humor to the equation, if I could. Melania Trump hasn't been seen since the porn star stuff.
Well, there's was a report by the Palmer Report, which sometimes gets it right, saying that she has left. She has gone. She went to another resort in Florida. And she has been staying at hotels in Washington, D.C. She is not staying at the White House.
Oh, God. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of photos recently of her just being like repulsed, it looks like.
She looks so incredibly happy, doesn't she?
No, she. I mean, she looks. Well, you're making
that's
a joke.
That's what I mean. Yeah, yes, right. I'm tracking with you.
That is, I think her reaction to the whole thing is the one sign that somehow in the beginning Trump never expected to win. And was putting on a show and doesn't know how to do anything else but put on a show and still is, okay? And
it's one of the things that David K. Johnston said quite specifically and consistently. All this guy does is try to sell. He sees himself as a closer salesman.
Right.
And whatever your narrative is that you want him to sell, that's what he's going to try to sell.
I think so. I think there's a
criminal or not.
Right. Well, when I was in the tech industry, the second name for every salesman was always liar. You know, we had every salesman in the thing go sell stuff, and they come back and say, "God, we got a great deal, $1 million." I says, "Oh, what is it? What did you tell him?" "Oh, I tell him it does A, B, C, and D." I says, "It doesn't do any of those." that's what he wants to rewrite the product now for this one guy.
Well, it makes your coffee. It's your right. bowl of cereal and cleans your bathroom. All that's at right. the same time.
And that right, you know. Apparently not. Anyway, so the sales guys, you never could talk him out of it, except, you know, the CEO occasionally would have to fire him. But half the time, CEOs come from the sales force.
Nuts. Ooh. I think we may have found the problem.
Really? Yeah. I know.
You know, when workers' pay has not increased nominal margin in 30 years, and the CEO's pay has increased 900%.
Yeah, right. There's something going on.
You know.
Starts with an R. Robbery.
Yeah, it just continues to be heightened elements of bullshit in every aspect of life.
Well, and I mean, it's...
That part of it's very, very sad. There are so very many people who work very, very hard in this country. And as I explained to a former friend of mine who I grew up with, I have traveled across this country. And I have met people of every ilk. And I have been friended by people who they would consider immigrants that don't belong here. And those so-called immigrants have clothed me and fed me and took me into their home and into their heart. And they are of varying backgrounds, religiously, morally, whatever you want to consider morality, because that, I think, is a huge bunch of bullshit. But the sexual orientation, on and on and on.
Yeah.
There have been some of the most amazing principled people I've met that are atheists, and some of the most horrific human beings I've ever come encounter with that consider themselves Christians.
Right. You know, the same people that thought that Obama was a Muslim think Trump is a Christian.
Well, it's not everyone that can cheat on wife one with wife two, cheat on wife two with wife three, cheat on wife three with a porn star after she just gave birth.
Yeah.
That is a package of family values that I'm certain they were willing to sell.
Mulligan,
you get a mulligan, you get a mulligan, you get a mulligan.
Look, let me just say that a woman in particular who can swallow that one should be eating breakfast at the cafe every morning, don't you think? Really, she should.
Don't worry about what's in it. You can wash it down with coffee and juice.
I'm not going to be surprised if Melania shows up here some morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, talk about someone that has to swallow a shit burger. I mean, I know she signed a deal and got well paid for it, but Jesus, you know, I mean...
I wanted to come in to say that my deal is almost finished. I'm preparing my exit strategy.
It would be great if she was actually...
My new apartment in Florida is fully furnished, darling.
That's good. I'm glad. You're a beautiful woman. You ought to be able to find somebody that looks a little better.
I am not concerned. I'm concerned about the Baron and his success. He is my child. I must go. Bye.
Well, thank you, Melania, for joining us this morning. That was great. That was really good. She sounded a little bit like she'd been turned into a wind-up doll, but that's a...
That's the way she kind of sounds.
I know she does. Does she?
I know.
Nikki Haley is outraged at the Grammy Awards.
Of course.
Yes. So, but
of all the things in the world for Nikki Haley to be outraged about, That and the assumption that she's banging the president.
Well, that's, you know, that I think is, you know, now I don't know who's doing, who's spreading that. I don't think, I'm sure she's not, okay? I mean, I can't imagine it, okay?
I'm not sure of anything with these guys.
Well, I know, you're right about that, okay.
I can't say anything positively. I'm not saying she's not, you know, I don't know, but she's, you know, she's every bit as crooked as the rest of them. And another Republican House member is retired.
Finally.
Two more this week.
Oh, my God. We should hold a party for him. Hey. Hey, why don't you talk your pals into leaving, too? Why don't you all... Hey, have you seen that cliff over there? It's a nice little slide down to the bottom. It's called hell.
Just, you know, as I said, just make it all subliminal. Everything you want in your agenda, just add tax cuts. Just saying tax cuts.
That's right.
We need more money for infrastructure tax cuts. We need more money for public education tax cuts.
You know,
we need to give more money to Social Security tax cuts. We need to expand Medicare and Medicaid tax cuts.
Yeah, right. Don't worry, billionaires. Tax cuts.
You know, and as long as they hear that, they'll be all excited.
Yeah, right.
You know, and the scary thing is it just seems like Ryan and McConnell are so complicit in all of this.
They are. They're
Who is the new FBI director? I forget.
Ray.
Christopher Wray and Rob Rosenstein were at the White House yesterday.
I understand they want to get rid of Rosenstein, too.
Well, yeah, sure.
They want to get rid of all of them. And then they'll end up, Mueller will be on his own, you know, with only the Democrats to support him, and then they'll figure out something. So, here we go. Welcome to Fascism 101, the new college course at Shepherd University. You can make up anything. You know, these days... I mean, I could write a little novel in my mind about Melania being a hitwoman for Putin, right? And whatever, and you know, just throw it out there. And hey, it's just as it runs just as well as everything else. So
here's the question of the day: are you going to watch tonight? Because I'm not.
No, I don't think I am, actually. I mean,
I love you, Ray Schmock. I get it.
I do, too. I understand.
Watch for the rest of us.
I know.
But I can't do it.
I know.
I already had one stroke, Ray. I can't have another one.
That's right. But I love Ray. He's got a stout heart. You know, so I'm going to go with Ray's analysis tomorrow morning or whatever, but I think...
Well, we all should pay close attention.
No, we should.
I need to buy Ray's book.
Yeah. You know, doing okay.
Trump Tsunami is what it's called?
Yep. Trump Tsunami.
Tsunami.
By the way, here's some news. Chinese officials warn... Now, this is just this morning. Warned that they will retaliate against American companies... If President Trump imposes tariffs on China, I guess mainly that's the solar stuff, right? And the warning was issued by the American Chamber of Commerce and came hours before Trump is expected to address this issue in the State of the Union. But it turns out that China's threats are against, guess what? Oh, this is great. Airlines and ag biz. Defense and ag biz, two of Trump's biggest supporters.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
None of this is interesting. It's all a coup.
Well, yeah.
This has been a coup from the jump. And it just continues to worsen.
It does.
In every way, shape, or form. There is an ugliness that is both un-American, untenable, unsustainable, and it is frightening.
It is.
You have House members that have created really solid legislation to help people that are, you see them frightened, then it's time to start to be more than just concerned.
Yeah, I hear you, Pat.
And we talk about these things every day, and I wish in a much better world I was more successful so that I might have some influence over the dialogue.
Well, you got it.
I am doing my best.
We are. We're doing what we can, pal. Okay? We're doing what we can. I mean, we're eating shit every morning, okay? Just to guard, just to prove to the people that we're prepared to suffer.
Dennis, there's some lovely filth over here.
That's right. Moose turd pie, prepared every morning fresh by Dr. Lecter.
I am your king. What? Just cut some watery tart through you a butter knife. You can run around calling yourself king.
Yeah, right. Anyway. What do you got going today, buddy?
Well, today... Oh, it's Tuesday.
It is.
I gotta do my cardio.
Uh-huh.
Some stretching and some cardio, and then I'll probably do some cleaning, and then find out what the boss has planned for me.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good.
She is all consumed by, which is probably a very good thing, a tonnage of work.
Oh, that's good. I hope she'll get paid for it. You know.
Well, the problem is how long it takes.
Yeah, right. I mean, exactly.
It's like being an actor.
It's like loaning your money out.
I do an acting gig. Say somebody offers me something, a role in March, right?
Yeah.
And I'm 2 days on the shoot. And say it's like, okay, you're a principal. You know, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then they offer up the buyout clause, and that clause, it's 8 months.
Oh.
So you don't process anything, any check for you between 6 and 8 months.
Wow.
They've been doing that steadily across the country, whittling down the power of any type of union, especially on the East Coast. It's all catch-as-catch-can. It's all buyout clauses. There are very lucky few who get to perform as a string of commercials.
Right.
You
right,
know,
right,
where
right.
It's a series, where it's like, give you an idea, is like Flo from Progressive Insurance, who was out of Chicago.
Right, right, right.
Who still maintains a lot of contact with a lot of her friends.
Right, right, gotcha.
Really good lady. But, that level... There's two comedians out of California who I can't remember the name of the fast food place, but they've been doing fast food commercials for that organization for, gosh, it's got to be over 10 years.
Mm.
And that's a really good, steady paycheck. You know, it wouldn't matter if you did that one and it took them a while to get you the initial check, then the other checks would just come in. And you don't have buyouts in that. You get paid for the re-airing.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I got you, yeah.
It's like residual. You get residuals on that. Now, some people get, you know, friends of mine have posted... Here's my residual check from blah, 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 and it's like 27 cents.
I know.
You know?
You guys get screwed. I mean, you get screwed. I think everybody in the arts gets screwed. I mean, it's just, you got to commit yourself to just be unbelievable frustration to stay with the arts, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, I I've never liked the system and the way it works for me, but I like the stand-up is pretty obvious. I mean, you do that twice now, and that's what I like to do, but I like the challenge of acting.
Oh, and sure. I bet it's a lot of discipline.
I don't ever mind any director. You know, most times the directors know what they want.
Yeah.
They know what their client wants, and you have to...
Now, who's their client in this? Who do you mean by their client?
It depends. If you're working for Geico, or if you're working for a producer of children's books, or you know what I mean.
Right.
Depends on the theme. Sometimes is more important. But there you run into really, really good directors who understand that the theme and the dialogue and the lighting and everything else is very important. And I don't know that, and I'm not trying to impede anybody's knowledge of... Look, I've been on a lot of sets. And when you go on a set, you understand why production is expensive.
Oh, I can picture it easily. Yeah,
you know, despite the fact that there's a lot of technology that,
but you got to coordinate so much stuff. You know.
Oh yeah, if you're gonna shoot a movie, let's just take the gangster movie that I got to play a extra in. Or series. This is a TV series, not a movie. But that's a whole city of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from pages to associate directors to everyone, to set planners who go out into the world and, you know, look at where would be the best place to film this or that or the other, this scene. Understanding the intricacies of the script, and they have to understand both the dialogue and the tech.
No, I understand. So yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
you know, there's a lot going on there that you know, I don't know that everybody is aware of. So,
well, listen, I think you know, for today, I mean, why don't we just do a little send off here for the on the. State of the Union. Let me just say that I probably will not watch it, okay, since there's nothing to... I'd be better off reading it, frankly.
That's what I was thinking. You know, tomorrow or tonight I'll have a better idea. You know, hopefully it won't go very long. You know, and... You know, it'll be over in an hour, I hope. That's what they're saying, is that he's going to go under an hour.
And, you know, John Lewis has endorsed the boycott of the speech, and I'm going to, you know, defer to him, basically, I guess.
Yeah, of course. Of course, and so is Maxine Waters, Raul Grijalva,
right.
Representative Pocant from Wisconsin.
So,
by the way, Jim Jordan from Ohio, you're a goddamn criminal.
Well,
you're
who's
a
he?
Beady-eyed fascist piece of shit.
What did he say?
Why don't you go ahead and resign? You suck.
Who are you talking about? I don't know who this guy is.
He's an asshat.
Well, what did he do now?
He's on the Intelligence Committee, which is just a joke in and of itself.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, anyway, I mean, I think that we are approaching the big gulf here. It's been right in front of us. I'm pretty sure I know what Trump's going to do. Big question is what the American people are going to do.
We'll see.
And I'm a believer that there is a huge resistance that is rising out there. That is happening. Okay, it's going to have to toughen up and get maybe have some dimensions to it that it didn't think it would have to have. But
instead of being bold,
but it's going.
This morning, I will just echo what Mr. Case just said in a enthusiastic move. To close this podcast out today, I would say, rise, resistance! Rise and be strong!
All right, baby. All right, Mike, man. Talk to you later, man.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye. Man. Bye-bye.